listening to the voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, The Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned. First pitch is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Folks, we've got high school softball coming your way as we are at the beautiful GRC Stadium here. This softball diamond and baseball complex just really settled in here at this beautiful part of Winchester. We've got the girls from George Rogers Clark hosting Paris High School this evening. It's the Paris Lady Hounds. Both these teams coming in struggling a bit, but Paris picked up a shutout win on Saturday, beating Eminence 16-0. They did drop to Bracken County. That was yesterday, 19-2. Bracken County, they represented the 10th region in the All-A Classic. Paris 1-1 in their last two games that went out. However, GRC, the Cardinal girls, coming off a good win, a 3-1 victory over Estill County right here on this ball diamond. I'm Joel Bennett, Len Midden here with me, and Lenny, a 3-1, that's a decent score, and it's good when you're on the side that wins.
Beat a good Estill County team 3-1, and Clark girls have struggled all year. They come in at 4-16, but they're improving and they're getting better. It starts with the girl in the circle tonight, Morgan Parks, who has a lowered her ERA to 6.28, which is pretty decent.
The Cardinal girls, they got a two-hit, one-run game at Estill County, as I believe that was Gwen that pitched that ball game, and they were able to come away with that win, and without a strikeout, gave up only two hits and one run. So she pitched to contact, and Parks is going to get the ball this evening as they get ready to take on Paris. Paris with a 5-13 record. George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls with a 4-16. Len's got the first three batters for Paris.
Emma Peterson leads off for Paris. Tori Dunford bats second, and K.K. Oliver hits in the three hole.
Game time temperature at 77, just a beautiful day, one that started off with rain and showers, which we needed, and that gave way to this beautiful day that we've had the rest of the day. 1-0 pitch, and Parks' pitch comes in there for a strike, evens account at 1-1. Peterson, the third baseman, looking at her opposite number to the third baseman for the Cardinal girls. That's Kennedy Estep, a senior for GRC, playing a couple of steps inside the bag, guarding the line, as those bunt hits will get to you quickly on this artificial surface. That pitch hits the back foot, and the leadoff batter aboard as Emma Peterson takes first base on a hit-by-pitch.
The Lady Hounds, coached by Dwayne Rice, come in with a decent batting average. They're a team batting average of 309 and a team ERA of 7.73. So this Paris team is one of the better Paris teams, although their record does not show that.
Last season it was an 11-19 club, Lynn, but just to underscore and put a buttress under what you said, the win totals have increased. As you go back to the COVID season, which no one played, runner goes, throw down, in there sliding safely is Peterson. Back to that thought about how the team's getting better. Paris, yeah, back to the COVID season when no one played. After that, it was six wins, then up to 7 wins. Last year, 11 wins. So they are inching up. Runner at second, nobody out. Second batter, Tori Dunford. She hits a sharp two-hopper to short, throw over to first, got the lead runner, throw to third, is sliding in there safely. Lexi Burke alertly fired it back over to Estep, covering the bag, and they just about nailed Peterson, but she's going to stand at third with one out.
Good slide in there. She got in with her foot tagged a little bit high, close play, and a nice play by the GRC infield.
A better slide, to take note of what you just said. That slide stealing second very late. You know,
right.
You can get injured with that. But as you mentioned, that slide much more fundamental. This one yanked foul from K.K. Oliver, and ahead in the count is Parks 0-1. I read the names of this Paris players. A lot of them were on that Lady Hounds basketball team. Of course, when you've got a school with 232 pupils, if you're playing athletics, you're probably playing more than one sport. Or they need you to.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a small school. It's A school.
Pop up on the infield, and it's going to be dropped. It got about 2 steps on the outfield grass, and trying to make a play on it, going back was Bella Gwynn. They've got sunglasses, and they're looking up, but that will score a run, and on a board with the error is K.K. Oliver. An unearned run, but yet one that counts. And Paris on the board.
Hit by pitch all the way around. Scored on the error on the shortstop, Bella Gwynn.
One-on-one out, squaring around the bunt, throw down, and sliding in there safely. And that's a couple of stolen bases.
Paris likes to run. Let's see what they've done for the year. Stolen bases. They have 78 out of 83 attempts, so they're good at what they do.
Yeah, we haven't even seen Jackson on the bases yet. She's standing at the plate. The throw down, snap throw down, goes into center field. Can they cut her down at third? And the throw's high. Coming in was McIntyre. She had a play on her at third. But that'll go as an error on the catcher, and that puts Oliver over at third base with one out. So a little mix-up, and normally that is called from the bench when you're going to throw through to second, but they didn't get over there to cover the bag. Here's a pitch up high. Didn't miss by much, but Melissa Jackson looks like she's got some power. Hit a home run on the air. She's also driven in 7 runs. Tied the team lead for 19 scored runs.
Batting 333, too.
Like that pitch in there, and now it's 2-1 as Parks was able to get that get-me-over fastball in there. One out, 2 runs are in, runner at third. Infield playing in. This pitch is wide, and that's going to put a base runner on. It's a free pass there issued to Jackson. So runners on the corner. Runners on at the corner, you got three choices. If you're the catcher here, Wilson, you're looking to see what Coach Caudill wants done. Are you going to throw through? Are you going to throw to short? Are you going to snap, throw back to third, and try to get the lead runner? We'll see what happens here.
Catcher usually calls that. She's looking at her wristband at what the call was from the bench.
Nice pitch there at the knees for a called strike. Snap, throw to third. Back in safely in the third stolen base of the game is picked up by Paris. Brooklyn White, all-district basketball player, stands in there. She's the first baseman, 6 feet tall, big target there, big strike zone, nice athlete. She's a right-handed batter and takes one in on the hands for a ball. That evens the count at 1-1. Paris has 1 run in. They've got 2 on and 1 out. Cardinal infield in at the corners, medium depth on the infield, swing and a miss, took something off a fastball, and White way out in front of it, and it's one ball and two strikes.
Pretty change right there.
Yeah, I agree. It just pulled the string on that one a little bit.
Might be her best pitch.
White has played 14 of the 18 games for Paris, and there's another changeup. It just floated in there high. The catcher there, Wilson, was able to frame it. It did end up in the strike zone, but when it crossed the plate, a little high. 2-2 the count.
This is the second time this team's played. Clark won easily on March 19th. They defeated the Lady Hounds 24-6.
Yeah, and I looked at that game, Lynn, and of the 24 runs, seven of them earned, so the Paris pitching didn't get a lot of help. Another change up. Yeah, that just floated on the inside, and now at one time ahead, 1-2, now the count's run full to Brooklyn White. White, a junior first baseman, hits a sharp grounder to third, and they're going to say foul ball. Wow. I don't know, man.
I agree with you.
I don't know.
It's like she touched it fairground.
I agree. She was playing inside the bag and was straddling the line when she made the catch.
It was close.
It was close. Man in blue's got a different angle sight line than Lynn and I, but I was surprised. There's called strike three, snap throw down. Boy, I tell you what, Parks helped herself out there with a called strike three.
Wilson's not afraid to throw it around, since the catcher, Addie Wilson, she's already thrown down to third a couple of times, down to second for the pickoff. So nice pitch there to get her on the inside corner looking.
So one run in, they've got two on and two out. Left-handed batter steps in here, Carly Giroux, and takes a pitch in there. It's a little low, they say, down and away for ball one.
Tail end of the water falls off a bit. Giroux at 188, Kendall Baldwin 195, and Thomas 207.
That pitch caught the outside corner at the knee. You can make a living, you throw that pitch all the time. Taken for a strike. Wilson, again, as Lynn said, very free-spirited and aggressive with the snap throws behind runners. Wanted to throw it that time, but lost the handle. Here's a 1-1 pitch up high, snap throw down.
That happens.
That's going to go into left field, and the second throwing error in the inning for Wilson plates another run, and Paris now with two runs in the game and yet to get a hit.
Second error on the catcher. Wilson throws it around and misses it. With two strikes, you probably don't want to throw that one.
Coach Caudill out in the pitching circle talking to his infield. Coach Caudill in here, first-year head coach. He's the third head coach in the past four seasons for GRC. And his Cardinal girls team, 10th region tournament champs back in 2014, 2016. They're back-to-back district tournament runners-up. Trying to improve their team as well, right now rolling in here at 4-16, 1-5 in 10th region play. Swing and a miss out in front of the pitch.
I believe that changeup is Parks' best pitch, has been so far.
And throwing it for strikes, it's one thing to just show it, Lynn. You've got to show it, but if you can throw secondary pitch for a strike, that, like you said, that's really good. High pitch, that's a pass ball, and coming in to score, and now it's a 3-0 Paris lead.
Jackson in score on the pass ball, 3-0 Paris.
So catcher Wilson having a little bit of a trouble back there. She's a junior, takes that pitch up high on the delivery from Parks, and Parks lost Giroux. Giroux walks. That's a second free pass of the inning, along with a hit batter and a few errors. And you've got a 3-0 Paris lead. They continue to bat. Seventh person to the plate is Kendall Baldwin. Cardinal girls looking for an out somewhere. Snap throw down again after the pitch is up and away for ball one.
See if they try to steal here again. Each runner at first is gone.
You read my mind. Here's a fly ball lifted into right center, and McIntyre. Whoa! She made a made the catch, hit her glove. It wasn't the snow cone variety. It popped out, but she's able to hold on to it. Had to catch it twice. That's a good way to describe it. The inning ends. Bud Parris comes up with three runs on no hits. There were three errors. They left a runner on. We played a half inning. We've got GRC coming up. Parris leading 3-0. Back in 1 minute.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
George Roger Clark coming to bat as Parris, they now have a 3-0 lead as the Cardinal girls bat here for the first time in this ball game. Lynn's got the lineup for you for GRC Cardinal girls.
And Deanna McIntyre will lead off for the Lady Cards. Bella Gwynn at bat second, and Kennedy Eastep is in the three hole.
Parris got their three runs, aided greatly with a hit pitch, a couple of walks, three errors, and a pass ball. And, boy, I tell you what, that's a recipe for disaster. But the Cardinal girls able to get away with only three runs scored in that inning. And here pitching is Baldwin, and her first delivery offering in there to McIntyre misses for a ball. I think sometimes if you're the catcher there, if you're Dumford, you catch that ball, you might get a called strike. But if you can't catch it,
right, not going to get it. Kendall Baldwin is on him in the circle. Torrey Dumford catching. Brooklyn White's at first. Emma Peterson is in third base. Carly Bureau is in second. Melissa Jackson is shortstop. In the outfield, Nasheen Thomas is in left field. K.K. Oliver in center. And Zoe Slack is the right fielder for the Lady Hounds.
McIntyre batting for the Cardinal girls and up in the count at 2-0, and I don't know if she'll get a better pitch to hit right there. She got a floater in there for a called strike, and now a 2-1 count. Really good hitter's count. We'll see what they have McIntyre do here.
McIntyre comes in batting 305.
She plays center field for the Cardinal girls and takes a pitch below the knees for a ball.
Got good speed. Top of the order. GRC team batting average, only 232, but their ERA has been lowered under 10 for the first time all year at 9.48.
McIntyre has now looked at five pitches, and that one in there for a strike. It's a 3-2 count. Leads the team with 18 hits. Also leads the club with plate appearances with 59 plate appearances in the 20 games. Lifts a fly ball into shallow center, coming in as Oliver draws a beat and makes the catch for the game, first out for GRC. That'll bring Bella Gwynn to the plate. Gwynn, a shortstop, also a good hitter, 283 average. Looking at some of her numbers here. 13 hits, has driven in 11. That 11 RBI represents a club lead. And she takes one below the knees for a ball. You can't say in the dirt anymore, Lynn.
Oh, in the turf.
It's in the turf.
Brown turf.
It's all carpet. There's the best pitch off the hand of Baldwin, the one with the best velocity, and it's fouled straight back by Gwynn. Somewhere in the vicinity of my vehicle. I tried to park around Hayes. He's got the biggest truck in the parking lot. So I figured surely maybe that might shield me. Here's a 1-1. Grounded sharply to short. picked up, throw over just by half a step. They get Gwynn on the play by Militia Jackson.
Jackson to Witt, 6-3 put out.
Kennedy Estep comes up as the first two Cardinal players have been retired. Nobody on, no runs in, and two out.
Kennedy, a 270 hitter, seven ribbies, one double.
Well, she swings over top of a off-speed pitch. Baldwin backs out of the pitching circle wearing that protective gear and sunglasses on the pitching rubber. She rocks, kicks, and deals, swing and a miss. About just like both swings, Estep swings, she's been over top the pitch. Bottom coming out of that pitch before he got to her. Moves up in the box, probably a good thing for Estep. Down in the count, 0-2. They don't throw her a cookie, and they feed it off wide to the right, and it's 1-2. Here's the 1-2 offering. Estep off the fist, squibbed the second, flipped over to White, and that'll do it. Three up, three down for the Cardinal girls in their half of the first as we have played one inning here on this beautiful day at this beautiful ballpark. Paris Lady Hounds 3, George Rogers Clark Cardinal girls 0. Second inning play coming your way. Back in 1 minute.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency, 606-780-1387. I know you're tired of the overwhelming Medicare phone calls and mailers. Joe Nameless does not know Medicare, but we do. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a no-cost or obligation review. Call us at 606-780-1387.
Paris with a 3-0 lead over GRC and the Lady Hounds batting here in the second inning. And
Clark had trouble catching the ball.
Sure did.
Throwing it. Three runs on three errors. One man left. No hits. So Clark's got to tighten the defense if they're going to get in the win column here this afternoon.
Yeah, and it's a mental state. It's a mind state, too. I mean, like your warm-ups, you throw it down, you have to go chase it down all the way at the fence. I mean,
and they think, you
know, got to get ready to play. Now, you beat the team badly, and I think you know, maybe I'm not saying you overlook anyone, but you beat them 24-6, and you think we just show up, they're going to lay down. Well, that's not been the case.
No.
What did we have, Lynn? Three stolen bases in the first inning?
Right.
I mean,
in three errors.
Yeah, and they're going to run on you.
Yeah, this Paris team is no slouch. Like you say, we're batting, a team batting average 309. That's not bad at all in an ERA of 7.7, so this team can play.
Parks got ahead with a one-strike pitch. This time release point let her down greatly, and no pun intended. It rolled up there for ball one.
And Clark, a young team, has got to be into the game mentally, as you mentioned.
Nashawn Thomas batting, the left fielder, Zoe Slack on deck. Good, healthy cut there and the best velocity on a fastball off Park's hand in there for a strike. Bottom of the lineup for Paris. GRC needs to bear down and get these balls in play here. This one bounces up there and it's 2-2. GRC with a win over Estill County last night's game, and Paris their last win. You got to go back to Saturday, a 16-0 three-inning shutout of Eminence. Now the count runs full, 3-2, after being ahead in the count over a very aggressively swinging Thomas. Now Park finds herself with a payoff pitch coming. Long pause, kicks and deals. Down below the knees, and that's going to be a base on balls.
You don't want to walk these guys at the end of the order.
No, that's the third walk issued along with a hit batter. And Paris, half of their batters have reached base. And we have the number nine batter now, Zoe Slack, stepping in there. Pitch is outside for a ball, and the base is stolen. Running on the first pitch, Deshaun Thomas, and that's a fourth stolen base for Paris in this game.
As we mentioned, Paris very successful percentage on steals attempted and made.
Yeah, Thomas was one of only five players thrown out on the base paths as a sack bunt by Slack is punted foul at the plate, even the count at 1-1. Coach Rice over there for Paris, head coach. He is entering into his 14th season as the head coach, Lynn. I looked at 14th season. Now, back in 2018 was the year for Paris Lady Hounds. Here's a nice bunt, but it's going to go foul. In 2018, Paris won the district tournament. With a 17-12 record, they went all the way to the 10th region championship game before falling in that one 8-3. So
they had a really good pitcher that year. I can't remember her name, but they had a legit team that year.
Yeah, it would appear that was the case. Swing and a miss, and Slack down on strike, swinging, second punch out of the game off the pitching of Parks. And with one down and one on, Lady Hounds move back to the top of the lineup with Emma Peterson. Peterson got this started for Paris, got hit by a pitch, stole second, came around eventually to score. She takes a pitch in for a strike.
Looked like we had a little break on that one, maybe.
I thought, you know, you want to pitch and get ahead. And mm-hmm. if that's what you got to do, we saw a change up in the first inning. Maybe now trying to, well, and second time that Peterson has gotten hit by a pitch. So she's going to be on board for the second time in the ball game. And Paris now with runners at first and second. Tori Dunford steps in. Dunford grounded to short her first time up. Takes one down and in for a ball.
Parks keeps working inside, missing down and low, and then hit the last batter, as you mentioned, and keeps working down in that area.
So we'll look at her. She steps outside the pitching circle now back in. She's positioned right in the middle and puts a nice strike in there at the knees down the heart of the plate for a called strike. Didn't know whether maybe sometime you move to the right or left of the pitching rubber and mm-hmm. In baseball, it makes a difference whether you're throwing across your body or if you like to open up. Here's a fly ball lifted to left field, coming on, making the catch. Out there is Fryman for GRC, and there's two away. That'll bring K.K. Oliver to the plate. Oliver reached on an error, came around to score in the first inning, which Paris put three on the board. First pitch grounded straight up the middle for a base hit. May have a play at the plate. McIntyre doesn't come up with it cleanly. They throw through. Now back throw to third. They got the runner, but the plated run will score. Hustling around to get in is Nashawn Thomas. She's in to score ahead of the run, but Paris picks up one run. On the one hit, there was no errors, and they left one runner on. Paris Lady Hounds lead GRC here in softball action. Cardinal girls coming up in the second inning. Paris on top, 4-1. More to come in 1 minute here on WWKY.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
Kentucky's notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Kendall Baldwin, the Paris Lady Hound pitcher, on the rubber for her second inning of work. And the Cardinals, they went down in the first inning, 1-2-3. So, heart of the order coming up. And Lynn's got the next batters.
Addie Wilson, Parks, and Fryman due up for the Lady Cardinals. Wilson, Parks, and Fryman, the fourth, fifth, and sixth batters. Clark went in order in the first inning.
Wilson, right-handed batter, moves up in the box, and here's Baldwin delivering. First pitch, lined foul down that left field line.
Baldwin comes in with a 7.1 ERA. She's 4 wins and 10 losses, 45 strikeouts, 29 bases on balls, 67 earned runs, giving up 163 runs. So defense has been a problem for her as well. 145 hits in 65 and a third innings.
Baldwin pitching here, took a little something off of it, change of pace, it rides up and away for a ball, and it's 1-1. The catcher, Addison Wilson, right-handed batting junior, in at the plate. Looking here at the 1-1 pitch, had a good pitch to hit there and fouls it straight back. Just a beautiful day to play this softball game. Yeah.
Didn't look like that this morning, but, of course, this field can take a lot of water, and it's just perfect with the artificial turf.
Changeup rolled up there, and it's going to even the count at 2-2.
Wilson batting 281, hitting in the cleanup spot.
Derby week, you got any plans, Lynn?
Well, not really. I may go up to the club. They're having a little something. Make a few wagers.
Yeah, it's always good. A lot of times, you know, you just have a blind draw in a pot.
Yep.
Even a little bit of fun, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of weigh the horses. You got a
always
10,
pick
a 5,
one.
Or a buck.
Uh-huh.
Here's the pitch, and it's going to bounce up there for ball four. So the GRC Cardinal girls get their first base runner, and it's Addison Wilson. Pretty good at bat there. She had two strikes on her. Both of them fouled off pitches. One she was swinging early, the other one a little late, but able to work and get the walk. Wilson on at first base. Morgan Parks, a pitcher, right-handed batter, in at the plate. Nice pitch in there. It's on the inside corner for a called strike. Got to watch it. The catcher, Dumford, looked like she was up there.
Yeah, well,
right in on Parks.
Wilson faked going, but did not.
Popped up on the infield. Jackson calling for it and makes the catch. She's got some kind of shoulder brace running from her right shoulder underneath her left armpit, but did not impede her play there. She handled that pop-up. And that's going to bring up Meredith Fryman, as Wilson had to hold it first. I thought the Cardinal girls, they took batting practice, Lynn. We got to see the whole thing. They peppered it pretty good. But Baldwin, that motion has got them fooled. And here's a pitch that's going to hit Fryman. So GRC will put another base runner on. That'll move Wilson to second, as Fryman, the left fielder, will take first base. Lexi Burke now batting for GRC. Burke's one that was hitting pretty hard in BP. We'll see if it happens here. Translate over into the game. Cardinal girls trailing 4-0. Here's a chopper over the middle. That's going to get into the outfield. They're going to wave Wilson around, and a play at the plate. Dufford couldn't have come up with it. Had her dead to right at the plate.
Good throw.
Good throw from the center fielder, K.K. Oliver. Put it right on the money, and Dunford just couldn't hold on to it. Wilson slides in there safely for the Cardinal girls' first run.
Good hit by Burke with a ribby.
That'll bring up Jalen Willoughby, designated player, left-handed batter.
.273 hitter.
Cardinals with two girls on. Fryman at second, Burke at first, pitch in the dirt. Don't know if you want to be stealing third. Without that right-handed batter, Dumford has a clean throw. Nice throwing lane down to third base.
Good stop by Dumford.
It was. This one in and way out in front of it. Swing and a miss is Willoughby. That ball was coming in there screaming, hit me, hit me, hit me. And Willoughby, a little over anxious, out in front of it.
Good change.
There's one, pretty much the same pitch and the same result, swing and a miss. You may want to move up in the box. You know, it's Coach Caudill offering encouragement from the third base coaching box as his girls have scored one run here in the inning. It's 4-1, Paris leading, Cards with 2-1. And working off the plate on the outside, there is Baldwin. It's a 2-2 count. Webb, the number nine batter, on deck. Should Willoughby. She hits a little number. This may be a C&I single. And it is. It's going to be an infield single. Left-handed batter, Lynn, right off the end of the bat. Just kind of had that spin down to third baseline.
A squibber.
It was.
And it's just tough enough spin, and it just held its ground, kind of like your wedge shots.
Yeah. It had a lot of English. Yeah, it just wasn't going anywhere much.
Right. Base is jammed.
Well, the Cardinals here, the girls, have put back-to-back hits together. The sacks are loaded, as Lynn says, and Webb in there takes a pitch on the outside corner at the knees for a called strike. Paris playing in. Somewhat up the middle even. There's one out. Here's a fly ball. Is it deep enough to score a run? Oliver goes over and makes the catch, and they're going to tag, and the runner comes home, so a sack fly. Burke slides in at third, and moving over to second is Willoughby. So Webb gets a sack fly and an RBI.
Probably threw the wrong base there. The left fielder, Thomas, tried to get her at home, and that let both runners advance.
Pitch down and away for a ball. Back up to the top of the lineup with McIntyre. Yeah, I was wondering. See, Oliver came over and got in front of the left fielder, mm-hmm. and as you say, wasn't deep, and she had a strong arm, but I'm like you, probably hit a cutoff and then go from there.
That holds the runners at first and second instead of second and third.
True, true. And that's something a coach will talk to you. I can recall, man, in college ball, it was not the errors, it was the mental.
Yeah, hit the cutoff.
Here's a fly ball lifted to left and going over there to make the catch. Will be the left fielder on that play, Thomas. That will end the inning for GRC, but the Cardinal girls, they get on the board. They scratch out two runs on two hits. There were no errors. They left a couple of runners on. We have played two complete. Paris 4, GRC 2. Girls softball continues in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
My name is Tina Bryant, and I am the Chief Executive Officer for Sterling Healthcare, headquartered here in beautiful Mount Sterling, Kentucky. If you don't know about the affordable quality healthcare services we offer at Sterling Healthcare, take a moment and visit us at sterlinghealthky.org. Or better yet, stop in and see us at one of our clinics in Montgomery, Bath, Clark, Nicholas, or Powell counties. I can promise you, you'll be glad you did. Sterling Healthcare, we're here for your family.
Third inning of play coming up as Paris owns a 4-2 lead. The Lady Hounds scored three in the first, one in the second inning as they bat here in the third. Cardinal Girls scratched out two, their last at bat. Pitching in here with a little, at least that pitch looks like a little more conviction on that fastball off the hand of Parks. It's in there for a strike.
Jackson White and Guru due up for the Lady Hounds.
Down and away for a ball. Parks with a now 1-1 count from the pitching rubber. Jackson walked, stole a base, came around and scored on a pass ball. Healthy cut there, fouls it straight back, and that makes the count at 1-2.
Got it in our hands that time, nice pitch.
Uncertain how the Class A state came out, but two teams that were in it, Russellville and Livingston Central. Now, Livingston Central over in Smithland. You know, you got to be familiar with Western Kentucky to be familiar with Russellville or Smithland.
Smithland, but, I've heard. It's far west, I think.
Yeah, it is. Sure is. Nice changeup, and just got a piece of it was Jackson. So those teams were battling it out. Uncertain how that ended up. Max Preps looks at some of the polling here. South Warren, number one team in the state, followed by Henderson County, Davis County, the first three. Pitch low, evens the count at 2-2 to Jackson.
Western Kentucky softball has kind of been ahead over the years. And so holds true, looks like, this year.
Oh, yeah, in the top 15, you've got, yeah, McCracken County, Logan County.
Right.
If you want to throw Meade County, that's more of a Louisville, Ohio River kind of area, but it is west. Pitch up and away for ball four, and after getting ahead of Jackson, they're going to bring her back. Yeah, it's 3-2 the count. The as far as the 10th region go, Harrison County coming in at number 7, Montgomery County at number 8, so some good strong representation in the region here. Here's one just over third base. It reaches the outfield grass. It's going to roll toward the sideline, digging for two and sliding in there safely is Jackson with a double.
Nice piece of hitting right down the line, just about a foot inside the foul line, and Jackson easily in for a double.
So as Len described it, that was in no man's land. It perfectly placed for a two-base hit, and here's Brooklyn White batting. And White, I don't know if you'll get a better pitch to hit at this AB. That one right down the middle for a called strike one. White was called out on strikes with runners on base her last time up. That was back in the first. Hits a fly ball here to center. That's got some carry. McIntyre back, and that's going to be off the fence. McIntyre's got it. They're waving around Jackson, and she's going to score. And Brooklyn White with a stand-up double off the fence, driving in a run, and she and Jackson just trade places, and Paris puts on another run.
Back-to-back doubles.
Ball had a little carry. It's only a 4 or 5 mile per hour wind. It is blowing out, but that uppercut it carried, didn't it, Lynn?
It
kept going. Swing and a miss.
McIntyre had a beat on it, but it couldn't track it down. It did hit the fence.
I was wondering if it was going to stay in the ballpark.
Right. It did carry.
Swing and a miss off the left-handed second baseman, Giroux, and she swings again on a pitch down and away. And Parks with an 0-2 count on Giroux with White at second base. Nobody out and a run in. There's a nice pitch called strike three. Came right after it. Instead of doing a purpose pitch, came right at her in the third punch out of the game recorded by Parks.
Got her on a changeup looking.
We were talking off mic in that Estill County win. The Cardinal girls had 3-1. Not a strikeout in that game. Cardinal Girls struck out 9 times, but none by Estill. Here's a line drive to right field. That's going to fall for a hit. They're going to hold White at third, as Webb runs the ball in, and a clean single and a nice piece of hitting there by Kendall Baldwin, the opposite pitcher. One out, and you got runners on the corners. Paris leading 5-2. Nashawn Thomas walked and scored, also stole a base in the second inning, squaring to bunt. Be aware of the butcher boy play, and that's what she did. She pulled the bat back, snap throw down, not there, stealing second is Baldwin. Could almost call a catcher's indifference as she went to throw to third as opposed to trying to throw to second.
Right, first and third, that's almost a given. They let them have it.
Pitch up for a ball. Evens the count. Paris with a 5-2 lead, batting here in the third. They've scored in every inning. Parks pitch, change up, pulled the string, and actually Thomas gave up on it, Lynn. If that's in a little bit just off the plate, that could have been a strike. She gave up on it.
Yeah, a little bit high.
Yeah. Here's a fastball up and away, and now it's going to run to a 3-1 count. Two runners in scoring position, one out. That's going to load the bases. That pitch down in the turf. And the bases are loaded. Fourth walk issued. Also a couple of hit batters in. I think Park's going to give way to Bella Gwynn. Looks like those girls are going to be exchanging positions possibly as Gwynn will take up some warm-up tosses. With a score, Paris leading 5-2 and the bases full, Lynn and I'll step aside. We'll return in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
We get ready to go as Zoe Slack settles into the box facing the new pitcher for GRC as Bella Gwynn's first offering is low and away for a ball.
Bella comes in at 3-9, 3 wins, 9 losses, 9.59 ERA, 43 bases on balls, 31 strikeouts, 63 earned runs, giving up 91 runs.
Swing and a miss by Slack. Well, the bases are loaded. They're the responsibility of Parks, who works 2 1/3 innings. Pitch misses as well, and now you got a 3-1 count. Well, Len, the trivia question or the scoreboard stumper was answered by a guy up here in the press box.
Okay.
Amanda Morgan is the pitcher. Swing and a miss.
She was good.
Said she went on to play at Center College.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, pitched that team right into a region runner-up in a district championship. 2-2 the count to Slack, and you need a punch-out. Right now is the place to get it. That one's up and away, and nowhere to put Zoe Slack.
Did Parks go to short?
She did. They just exchanged.
Right.
Exchange positions. Slack, a seventh grader, in there waiting. and took called strike three. So she went down swinging the first time. This time, Gwen gets her on a called strike three. And right now, the Cardinal girls one out away from getting out of this mess with only one run being scored. They go to the top of the lineup. Emma Peterson bats. Peterson's been on both times. Both times hit by pitch. Takes the one in at the knees for a called strike. That was Gwen's best pitch right there, location and velocity.
Agreed.
Paris has scored in every inning. They've got the bases full here with two outs. Gwen kicks and delivers. Here's one pulled foul. That won't be playable as it will, however, give Gwen the upper hand with an 0-2 count.
500 hitter, too. Peterson comes in leading the Lady Hounds.
Yeah, I noticed that. She, they've got quite a top of the order. It's very top heavy, isn't it?
It is. Yeah, the first five can hit.
Peterson back in the box after fouling off the 0-2 pitch. Gwen rocks, kicks, and fires. Grounder sharply to short field, or second rather. Webb throws her out, and the Cardinal girls get out of the inning. It wasn't being unscathed, but they only give up one run. One run scored by Paris in that inning. One run on two hits, no errors. They left the bases full. We move to the bottom of the third. Paris Lady Hounds 5, George Rogers Clark, Cardinal girls 2. More to come in 1 minute right here on WWKY.
Hey, here's great news from LA1 in Winchester. The peach is back. The great combination of LA1 and peaches is here. Now rest easy, all you hardcore fans. We'll never mess with the original. So go to your favorite store and grab your favorite flavor of LA, including new Peach LA. Get more details on our website, LA1.com, and on all LA social media. And remember, the peach is back.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
Bella Gwynn, Kennedy Estep, and Addison Wilson do up.
Looking over the pitching line on the starter for GRC, it was Morgan Parks going 2 1/3 inning, gave up 3 hits, 5 runs, 4 of them earned. Walked 4, struck out 3, hit a couple of batters, and she gave way to the young lady who's stepping in at the plate right now, as Lynn announced. Bella Gwynn. Gwynn grounded to short her first time up, and she yanks this one foul, wide of third.
Bella just grounded to third. We missed it.
Okay.
5-3. She grounded out twice. This is E-step up.
E-step up.
And she grounded out.
Well, I was
second baseman. Yeah, you were looking at stats and first pitch hitting right to the third baseman, Peterson.
Well, that's got to help Baldwin to be a little more efficient, one pitch and get an out. And here's one pushed foul, a little late on the swing there. Cardinal girls needing base runners. They trail here 5-2. GRC with two runs on two hits.
Three errors.
They've left a couple of runners on.
Paris, 6 runs on 4 hits and no errors.
Change up. Oh, just fluttered a little high and wide. Good pitch there by Baldwin. She walks out of the pitcher's circle, looks over to dugout. And
Chuck has 5 runs.
Gets ready to toes the rubber. Kicks and deals with a 1-2 offering. Swing and a miss. And the first two batters for GRC retired. That's the first strikeout of the game recorded by Baldwin. And coming up now, Addison Wilson. Wilson walked and scored one of the two Cardinal runs. Right-handed batter for GRC settles in the box and hits a two-hopper to third. That's booted by Peterson. So Wilson's going to try to dig for second. No one covering the bag, so she alertly takes second.
Goes in head first.
Yeah, really, that turf didn't give her much slide.
No, it
was kind of bounced in there, but hey.
Nobody covering. Good base running.
Yeah. First error by Paris. Puts Wilson at second. It extends the inning for Morgan Parks. Parks 0 for 1. Hit a pop-up to short her first time up. Chokes up on that sky blue bat and did not swing it. And she knows she got a pitch to hit. She kind of perplexed as she walks out of the batter's box, knowing she looked at a good off-speed pitch there.
Peterson got caught in between hops there and made the error.
Here's a line drive in the left center. That's going to score. Wilson goes all the way to the fence and pulling in at second with a stand-up double and driving in a run, Morgan Parks.
Big hit there. That's the hardest hit of the game.
Sure was. It was hit sharply, and again, an unearned run, but it's a run nonetheless. That error put Wilson aboard, and then the mental error not covering second allowed her to score on that sharply hit ball. Cardinal girls will take it. They trail 3-5, and the inning continues. Meredith Fryman up. Fryman swinging a miss. She was hit by a pitch, came around to score one of the two runs that GRC got in the second.
Baldwin going to that changeup effectively, fooling the Lady Cards.
An open stance by Fryman up in the box as well, swinging a miss. This one right in her wheelhouse. When you got an open stance, you like an inside pitch. You're looking to pull. And they fed her one there. She just couldn't make contact. Two down, 0-2 count, runner at second, and a pop-up on the infield. Brooklyn White calling for it, makes the catch, almost right in her tracks, and that'll do it. But the Cardinal girls come up with one run in the inning. One run on one hit. There was one error, and they left a runner at second. We played three complete. It's Paris, the Lady Hounds 5, George Rogers Clark Cardinals 3. We'll be back. More softball coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Here's Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Region Market President, Citizens Bank of Kentucky.
At Citizens Bank of Kentucky, we believe banking is an experience. We recognize you have a choice when it comes to selecting a banking partner. To our present customers, we are grateful for your business. To those we don't have the privilege of serving, we look forward to earning your trust. We hope to introduce you to a better alternative to reach your life's goals.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, Bullion Boulevard, Winchester, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Paris batting here in the top of the fourth with a 5-3 lead. Paris with five runs in the game, five runs on, looks like, three hits. They've committed one error, and they have left five runners on. Cardinal girls, line score in three innings. They've got three runs on three hits. They've committed three errors. They have left two on. First pitch, foul, and a good effort by Burke. Just couldn't run it down. Dumford leading things off for Paris. And as Lynn Midden and I were mentioning, the lineup kind of top-heavy for the Lady Hounds. Dumford, one of those players with that healthy 400-plus batting average.
460, to be exact.
Well, she's
0-2 this afternoon.
Put the bat on the ball. She's flied to left her last time up. Prior to that, grounded to short in her first plate appearance. Wind blowing out on this beautiful day as Dumford lifts it to center. McIntyre calls for it, ranges to her right, and makes the catch for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up to the plate K.K. Oliver.
Bella Gwynn's done a good job coming here in relief, throwing strikes and getting outs.
Oliver's been up twice. She's reached twice, once on an error and once with a hit. She's got an RBI and scored a run. Bats here with the bases empty and one out. Takes a pitch up and away for a ball. Oliver back in and swings at a pitch up and in and comes up empty to even the count at 1-1.
Good velo on that high fastball.
It did. It had had low velocity on it.
Maybe a little rise.
Oliver, a junior, takes one down and in for a ball. I remember her from the basketball team. Looks like she's grown some. They've got her listed in here at 5'9". Right-handed batter playing center field for the Lady Hounds. She takes a healthy cut at a pitch up around the letters and fouls it off out of play into the parking lot. Beautiful campus here at GRC. You see a lot of activity going on. It's got a track and field meet today. They were loading and leaving out. You got football coming up this fall. Coach Cherico will be Tim Smith's guest, Mornings on Main. That'll be coming up in May, here in about a week. He's going to be on.
Good.
Pitch down and away for a ball.
He's really trying to build a program here. I'm real pleased with what he's getting going.
Tim Smith will do what he can. Oh, you mean Cherico.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a veteran.
Here's a fly ball lifted to right, inner tracks and making the catch. He almost hit right at him, but battling the sun, Abby Horn makes the catch for the second out.
Abby Horn, as you mentioned, sun in their eyes, makes a good catch.
Yeah, I think football, Lynn, probably more than any, because you have a system and you want to implement your system. So, yeah, it takes you a while to get going. Like you said, you got to get the players out, too.
Right. Yeah, we interviewed him here the first year he came up for one of the softball games. I was impressed with what he does and how he does it. It takes that kind of discipline to have a football program, not just a team. And he has a football program, and I hope he does well.
Yeah, I do too. Cardinals stepping up into a tougher district. They bring Frederick Douglass in this year. You know, you got a state champ jumping into your district, and hey, it doesn't get any easier.
No, and of course, last year lost those players.
Yes.
That really hurt.
Malaysia Jackson in at the plate as Bella Gwynn has worked her to a 2-1 count. Jackson 1-for-1, been on twice, walked, stole a base, came home on a pass ball, doubled, and scored back in the third. Takes a pitch here down and away for a ball, and it's a 3-1 count.
Disappointed in that one. Looked pretty good. Bella thought so, too.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe it might be.
Caught that corner.
A 2-2 kind of. Looking for a decision pitch, but that's not the case. It's 3-1 in a hitter's count. And this one up high for a ball, so a two-out walk issued by Gwynn puts a base runner on. So, Paris, they have yet to go in order in this ball game as they bat in the fourth here, leading 5-3. And coming in is Brooklyn White. White hit one off the fence her last time up for a stand-up RBI double. Runner goes, throw down, and in there safely. And Jackson made the mistake of trying to take third, and they're going to get her. They're going to get her.
Yep.
Jackson had the base stolen, but then was thrown out.
The ball gets to center field, and center fielder McIntyre throws a BB right over to third and gets her easily.
So that'll do it with Brooklyn White at the plate, and I have to retract my statement. Actually, Paris went in order that time. They did have three batters officially at the plate. We move to the bottom of the fourth. Paris Lady Hounds leading GRC 5-3. More to come in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends.
Enjoy your favorite breakfast when you mix and match a savory sausage McMuffin, a buttery sausage biscuit, or golden hash browns. Buy one, get one for a dollar. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Winchester.
There's a sale every Thursday at the Parish Stockyards. Sales begin at 9 a.m. and they receive cattle every Wednesday from 8 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. And don't forget the state graded sheep and goat sale on the first and third Tuesday of each month beginning at 2 p.m. The Parish Stockyards, they've earned a reputation as area's premier stockyards for treating the customer right, whether buying or selling. It's farmers doing business with farmers. The Parish Stockyards, 1120 Millsburg Road. Give them a call, 987-1977.
Lexi Burke, first pitch swinging, sends a fly ball to center that K.K. Oliver moves two steps to her left and hauls it in. So Burke, who had an RBI single, a sharp hit up the middle, her first plate appearance, leads things off here in the fourth and lines out to center field. Hit it pretty hard, Lynn. Just
right at her.
Yeah. Didn't have to move very much at all. Positioned perfectly. Left-handed batter Willoughby now comes in. Willoughby singled and left stranded at second, her first time up, as she batted back in the second, a two-run inning for GRC, who trails here 5-3. Here's a slow roller to second, and it was a slow roller with a lot of spin, and you don't charge that ball, and it gets to you, and it's spinning. Carly Giroux
ate her up.
Couldn't come up with it. Second error in the game by the Lady Hounds. That will put Willoughby on at first. And Alyssa Webb coming up. Coach Caudill. Coach Caudill talking to the home plate umpire. They will have a courtesy runner coming in for GRC.
Abby Horn. He's the flex.
Horn is the flex. She will go in and run in the place of Willoughby, and Webb will be batting here. Webb with a sacrifice fly, RBI, her first plate appearance. Takes one down and in for a ball.
Go down to first. Willoughby back.
One on, one out. Cards trailing by two runs. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Evens a count at 1-1.
Baldwin's changeup has been effective, as we mentioned earlier. His Cardinal hitter's out in front of it.
Baldwin, the junior, bounces that one up there. Wild pitch will put the runner, Horn, moving up to second. On that wild pitch, Cardinal girls back in action tomorrow. They'll be going to Bourbon County, then back here at home on May 2nd playing Lincoln County. Getting some of that 12th region action there. Pitch caught on a line drive by Peterson, and Horn scampers back to second. So Webb hits a soft liner that Peterson's able to corral, and that's going to put two outs and a runner at second. Here comes McIntyre. McIntyre, the only 300 hitter coming into this game for the Cardinal girls. Swing and a miss on a changeup way out in front of it. She's 0 for 2, so she's probably dropped below 300 with this game stats included. She's flied to center and flied to left. A base hit here would get her team to within one run. This pitch bounces up there for a ball. Evens the count at 1-1. If you're Coach Caudill, you're looking for her to deliver here. This game's half over.
Right. Yeah, we need one right here to get within striking distance of one run.
Right-handed batting McIntyre takes one, but hits it up in the air. Oliver coming in, makes the catch. That'll be the third out. So the Cardinal girls threaten. They get a runner to second, but unable to push her across. GRC without a run, without a hit in that inning, as we played four complete. Paris leading the Cardinal girls at GRC 5-3. We'll be back. More softball in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Need a checkup? Choose primary care that's a fit for the whole family. Clark Regional Medical Center offers primary care for all ages with checkups, vaccinations, and preventative screenings from experienced providers. Every patient is unique, so Clark works closely with you and your loved ones to get you the medical care that fits your needs. Choose primary care at Clark Regional Medical Center. Choose well. To find a provider, call 888-847-3627.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Paris batting here in the top of the fifth. It'll be Brooklyn White. She was at the plate whenever the caught stealing occurred of Melissa Jackson. So White batting and swings at a high hard one up around the letters for strike one. Brooklyn White, very physically imposing, just a good athlete, had good basketball skills. She's 1-for-2. Hit one off the fence and drove in one of the Paris five runs. She takes this pitch down and away for a ball. Lynn and I were talking off mic that as far as GRC and the baseball team, picking up some, I guess you call them signature quality wins. Beat Russell County, last year's state runner-up, number 18 in the state this year.
Big win for them.
Yeah. Here's a fly ball lifted to center, and McIntyre makes the catch on the run. So
nice break on that ball, and McIntyre makes the play.
It's kind of hit on a line, and the wind blowing out to right, out and to right, and as Lynn said, you got a good jump on it, and you got to track that ball, and McIntyre did. Well, you know, the Cardinal boys, the last I looked at the RPI ranking, they were sitting the top in the 10th region, so...
Well, they've kind of been up and down. They lost to some teams they probably shouldn't have. You know, it's all about pitching, I guess. And then, of course, Coach was out there for a while, too. He had him, Coach Brooks.
Sure.
He's back now. I'm sure that had probably something to do with it.
Sure. Left-handed batting, Carly Giroux, swing and a miss. She's down in the count 0-2.
Starting to hit the ball better, too. I've seen him a couple times, and... they've been pretty consistent pitching most of the year.
Here the 0-2 pitch is yanked foul and out of play. Gave it a pretty good ride, and the count holds at 0-2. Yeah, to stay on that thought of that baseball team, you know, pitching and defense has been their strong suits mm-hmm. the last couple of years, just had trouble scoring runs when they got into tournaments. Boy, a good pitch there to lay off of, but a discerning eye by Giroux gets a call, and it's 1-2.
Brady got his second home run, too, so once you get a long ball a little bit with that team, goes a long way.
Oh, yeah. Count now even at 2-2.
Speaking of baseball, May 8th is our next radio broadcast, Bourbon County. Good Bourbon County team comes to Winchester. We'll have that game on the 8th at 6 p.m.
Colonels put the Cardinals out last year.
Yep.
Swing and a miss. Down on strikes for the second time in the game is Giroux, and Bella Gwynn with her second punch out in as many innings of work.
Bella's really come in and put the fire out of this hard-hitting Paris team. She's shut them down.
Well, she's faced now six batters. And has allowed only one base runner, that being a base on balls. She came in on relief of Parks. Fastball up high there to Kendall Baldwin. Baldwin, the pitcher for Paris, 1-for-2 in the game. She singled and stole second her last time up, was left stranded there as Gwynn's changeup rolls up there for ball one. Excuse me, ball two. Cardinal girls on the season, 4-16, and we were talking off mic. They've got 5 games in 6 days coming up. Pitch in there for a strike. So, you know, that's, I don't know if you ever get tired when you're a teenager. It's been so long since I've been one. But mentally, it's where the coach comes in. You've got to keep them up.
Right.
Because a season can be long.
I think you could touch on something there. The mental is probably as much as the physical with, you know, just in that grind and that concentration level.
Yeah, it can't be, oh, well, thank you, Lynn. Oh, well, we got to do it again. Or, oh, we got another game. You know, just you got to get your mind ready.
And mental toughness.
Absolutely. And approach the game that way.
And then that gets you ready for tournament time. May the calendar turns here in a couple of weeks. We'll be getting into district tournament play. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, and you're going to have to string out 6 in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Wins at that. Here's the pitch. Down low and a 2-out walk. Second base runner surrendered by Gwynn. Will continue the inning for the Paris Lady Hounds. And Deshaun Thomas will come up. Thomas unofficially does not have a plate appearance. She's walked both times she's been up there, stolen a base, and scored 1 run.
You pitch out here? They've been going on the first pitch.
With 2 outs, I wouldn't mind doing it. They throw the fastball in, and Thompson helped them by not swinging at it. It was a good pitch.
The runner did not go.
Did not go. I think it's still going to be on since you got a strike. Bounced up there. Wilson digs it out. Evens the count at 1-1.
Well, Gwynn's got a lot more velocity, so they're not running as Parks didn't throw it really that hard, and they were running on those changeups.
Baldwin 5-for-5 in stolen bases on the season. She's there on first with 2 outs and a swing and a miss on a high fastball. And Deshaun Thomas now down in the count 1-2. There's 2 outs and a runner on at first. Paris batting here in the top of the fifth, holding on to a 5-3 lead. Wins pitch below the knees for a ball. Pretty good location there, and that's
nice pitch.
Going to even the count. It's 2-2. Here's a decision pitch for Gwynn and the Cardinal girls. You'd rather not go full because
right.
That's going to put that runner in motion.
Exactly.
You need to get her here. Swing and a miss. Got her with high heat. So the decision pitch was the strikeout pitch. Cardinal girls needed it, and Gwynn delivered it. That's her third punch out of the game. So the Cardinal girls will be coming to bat in the bottom of the fifth, trailing Paris. Paris Lady Hounds leading 5-3. More to come in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
Do you regularly divvy up the dinner bill with friends or family? Split the cost of that check with Zelle, a fast, safe, and easy way to send money to people you know and trust right from your traditional bank account. So after you split the meal, make sure to split the cost of the dinner bill with Zelle. Learn more at traditionalbank.com/Zelle. Terms and conditions apply. Traditional Bank, member FDIC.
Cardinal girls batting here in the bottom of the fifth, trailing Paris 5-3, a far cry from the game that these two teams put up back in March. You go back early in the season, it was Paris's third game, and 30 runs scored in that one, total.
Gwynn, Estep, and Wilson due up for the Cards.
Pitch in for a strike, and Baldwin working into her fifth inning.
Middle of the order, need to get something going here.
Gwynn 0 for 2. She's hit ground balls to the left side of the infield both times up. Out in front of a changeup, pop up on the infield, and it's dropped. So Gwynn will be safe at first.
It could open the door there.
Oh, it could. And if you're Baldwin pitching for Paris, you're you just let out a big sigh, kind of like, oh, my. Because that ball was in the glove of Jackson.
Yep. Getting a lot of pop-ups, too, again, on that changeup out in front, and you popping it up.
So each team's committed three errors in this game. Here's a bunt for a sacrifice. Fielded, throw to first, and got her by a half step. Hustling down the line was senior Kennedy Eastep. Her sack bunt will move Gwynn over to second. Tying run at the plate, Addison Wilson. Wilson hitting that cleanup spot. She scored two of the runs for the Cardinals. Hits a one-hopper that eats up Jackson. That's going to get Gwynn to third. Jackson pulled in on the infield, and you know they say, Lynn, you pull the infield in, you make a 250 hitter, a 500 hitter.
That was a tough play.
It was.
Right at her. That's that overspin right at your feet. She tried to catch it on the fly, but it short hopped her. Right between the wickets.
So I give her a hit on that.
That was great.
It was hot. And like you say, you take a 250 hitter, you make them 500. Here's a line drive, fair ball. Down the line. That's going to score one. Digging in at third. They're going to wave home the tying run. Throw goes into third. And standing there with a stand-up triple and a big hit for the Cardinal girls here, Morgan Parks.
Morgan Parks, a big hit. The 091 hitter hits a triple with two ribbies.
So they waved home Wilson with the tying run as the ball was being dug out of the left field line. Down there by Nashawn Thomas, got it back in, but not before. There's two RBI and the game's tied.
Gwynn and Wilson scored to tie it. And coach.
So right now the Paris team meeting inside the pitcher's circle. With a game tied at five, Paris put up three runs in the first, single runs in the second and third. Cardinal girls made a sub and a change in the pitching, and you got two shutout innings there in the fourth and the fifth. So the five runs for Paris came in the first three innings. For GRC, they've got two in the second, one in the third, then they've tied it up with two here in the fifth.
Coach Rice did not go to the mound, it's just the team players. Coach, brother of the famous Ivan Rice, gets by.
Here the Cardinals are going to send a run in, and the GRC takes the lead. First lead of the game. Cardinal girls have played catch-up and played from behind this whole game. And the wild pitch will bring the run in. Fryman bats here with the bases empty, and now the count at 2-0, and you just got to wonder, Lynn, how much of this is going to affect Baldwin as far as her concentration.
Well, our defense has kind of let her down a bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You know, you've given up the lead, not just the runs, but you've given up the lead and now trying to overthrow a little, and she's down in the count 3-0. I think it can shake your concentration, hurt your confidence a little, and nobody feels any worse than Jackson does at short, I'm sure. She had one ball, a rocket hit at her that could have possibly been caught if you played it in, and then a pop-up that she didn't play. But, hey, that's the way it goes.
And then that gives Morgan Parks, 0-91 hitter, a big blast, two-run ribbies with a triple.
Well, it's had an impact as Baldwin issues a four-pitch walk here to Meredith Fryman. So Fryman on first base for the second time in the game. Burke comes up to bat. Burke 1-for-2 in this ball game. RBI single back in the second, lined out to center field, leading off the fourth. She bats here in the fifth. Dangerous hitter, I would think. If you're Paris, you're going to try to pitch her down with the wind blowing out. I believe she could push one to the fence here. Clark has taken the lead here in the bottom of the fifth. Up 6-5 and still batting. Snap throw down and back in easily. Fryman. And I just don't want to belabor the point, but I think the concentration is thrown off by Baldwin.
She, I would agree.
Just her body language and her tone has changed. She's looking over in the dugout and kind of like with her shoulder slumped, like, tell me what you want me to throw. And they get a line drive, hit behind the runner. It's going to go to the fence. Misplayed in right field. Burke chugging for second. Coming around to score is Fryman. And they're going to leave Burke at third. She hit behind the runner at first. And pulling in at third base with a triple and her second RBI of the ball game, Lexi Burke.
She smacked that ball hard the opposite way. Right fielder couldn't play it, went to the fence and scored one or triple.
Yeah, Zoe Slack, took a straight line to that ball, and like you said, Lynn, she couldn't get to it, not with the smoke that was coming off that. Here's a pitch now, the left-handed batting Willoughby that's outside for a ball, so the Cardinal girls have scored four times here in this fifth inning.
A couple hard hit balls this inning.
They came into this inning down by two. Now they're up by two and still batting. Fly ball, shallow center. Oliver comes in, makes the catch, not deep enough for Burke. Oliver's shown an arm. She's already thrown one runner out, trying to take a base, and they hold the runner, and Willoughby out on the fly out. Two outs, and that'll bring Webb to the plate. Webb 0 for 1.
I'd like to see an add-on right here.
Sack fly RBI in the second, line out to third, or last time up. Hit a soft liner to Peterson, who's playing inside the bag, just inching in. And Webb may be able to shoot that right by her if she gets another changeup. One ball count. This one, she gets an inside pitch, but it's up under the chin, and it's 2-0. Webb, the eighth batter to bat here in this four-run fifth with Burke at third. And swings and yanks that one foul that was way in on the plate. Yep.
Fought off of one, a ball three there.
I thought so, too. It was in on her. And sometimes you're committed to swing based on the count.
Yep. Rather than an 0-2 fastball.
Rather than seeing the pitch, yeah. 2-1 offering, and the changeup is pulled foul. That's way out of play.
Hard hit, but way out in front.
So Baldwin trying to regroup. In this inning, the Cards have touched her up a little bit. A couple of hits and an error and a misplayed ball in the outfield. Here's a slow roller.
There.
Nobody's going to cover the bag, and an infield single for Webb will plate Burke.
Big hit. Count with spinner off the end of the bat, and that had a lot of English. And the second baseman charged it, couldn't get it. First baseman went for it, and it spun away from her. But that time, Willoughby at first.
Nobody covering the bag, and all of a sudden, Paris has seen the Cards put up a five spot here in the fifth. A lot of this going on with two out. Running up is McIntyre, with one out, they've scored four runs in the inning. McIntyre bats. She's 0 for 3. Talking now to Coach Caudill. As she took the first pitch up in the zone. And McIntyre came into this game the only 300 average for GRC. She's 0 for 3. She's put the bat on the ball, but hitting fly balls to the outfield.
Joe, the bottom of the order has done some damage here for the Cardinals this afternoon. The top of the order, not so much.
Yeah, top three, produced one run, mm-hmm. and that's it's been a good
hard
pick
hit
there. And there's a line drive. That's going to go to the fence. It's in right center. Webb hits second. She's digging for third. They're going to send her home as Jackson can't handle it, and McIntyre slides in. and the Cardinal girls played another run. So McIntyre with good speed ends up over at third, and Bella Gwynn bats again. As time is called by Paris, and Coach Rice coming out to the pitcher's circle to talk to his team and try to get them to regroup. There's two outs in the inning, but the Cards have taken a 9-5 lead, scoring six here in the inning. We'll take a 30-second break, back after this brief message.
Tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally, and they value your time and your business. They will work with you to make your health the best it can be. Their patients love that they know them by name and that they can call them at any time, day or night, if needed. HCA is locally owned and operated, and they look forward to earning your business and proving that they're big enough to serve, but small enough to care.
Been a big inning for the Cardinal girls, and it continues.
Battered around.
Sure have. Bella Gwynn's up with two outs. Takes a pitch at the knees for a called strike. Gwynn reached on an error and scored to get this inning underway. Hits one in the hole, and that's going to score McIntyre, and another hit for the Cardinal girls.
Bella got that one between the five and six, right between perfect C and I single.
So Gwynn on with her first hit. Excuse me, Estep comes in. Estep 0 for 2. One of the few Cardinal girls who has not been on base in this game. Grounded to second, strikeout swinging, sack bunt, her last plate appearance, which was in this inning. It continues. Cardinal girls put a 7 spot up. Here's a slow tapper by the pitching rubber, fielded by Jackson, throw over to first, and Paris finally gets out of it. But the Cardinal girls take the lead here in the fifth inning. The Cardinals GRC girls softball team came in down by 2. They now leave after the fifth inning up by 5. Your score, GRC 10, Paris 5. We'll be back. Sixth inning play coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Nothing better than enjoying Kentucky scenic roadways by motorcycle, huh? But there is one thing almost as good, being insured by Kentucky's own insurance company, Kentucky Farm Bureau. Plus, you get a multi-policy discount if you're already a Kentucky Farm Bureau insurance policy holder. Nice to know when the wind's in your face, someone you trust has your back. Kentucky Farm Bureau, now offering motorcycle insurance.
I'm Lauren Bank Fraser with Clark County Farm Bureau Insurance. Give me a call at 859-744-1716.
Looking for a unique way to spend your day? Moorhead, Kentucky is home to 3 art galleries that are sure to amaze you with local artwork full of joy, beauty, whimsy, and enlightenment. Visitors of all ages enjoy an afternoon perusing exhibits at the Kentucky Folk Art Center, the Rowan County Art Center, and the Golden Yang Art Gallery on the campus of Moorhead State University. Learn more about upcoming events and shows at visitmoorhead.com.
The fifth inning was a good one for GRC. The Cardinal girls, again, as I mentioned, came into that inning trailing Paris in the ballgame by a score of 5-3, but the GRC girls put up 7 runs in that inning and come away now with a 10-5 lead going into the sixth. They got Bella Gwynn pitching. I'm Joel Bennett, Lynn Midden with me, and you get this point in the game, Lynn, and you got that kind of lead, you're looking for outs. You want outs.
And Bella's been good at that since on in relief.
Zoe Slack leads things off. Slack 0 for 2 in the ballgame. She's a 7th grader playing right field. Strikeout swinging, strikeout looking. She's a left-handed batter. And again, middle school student, somebody that Coach Rice can work with and develop through the Paris program.
7th grader wears number 7.
She shortened up on that bat.
Didn't want to get the sombrero. That trick.
No. Well, that pitch got close to the sombrero. It was right up near her head. She's up in the count 2-0, and that time Gwen puts a fastball in at the knees. That's a small strike zone. They list Slack at 5-1. And with a crouch at the plate, Gwen almost has to throw it in a shoebox. Here's the kick and the delivery up above the letters for a ball, and it's 3-1.
Want to throw a lot of strikes here, Bella.
Cardinal girls in this game, 10 runs on 9 hits. They've committed 3 errors. Paris, 5 runs, 4 hits. They've committed 4 errors. Pitch on the outside corner for a called strike. And Slack, looking at pitches, hasn't offered to swing at one at this plate appearance. She appears to feel pretty confident at the plate if you watched her routine as she settles back in, left-handed batter. And she takes it up and away for a ball. So a leadoff walk here to start the sixth. Top of the order, and that'll bring Emma Peterson to the plate. Peterson with one official plate appearance. She grounded out to end the third. She's been hit by pitches twice. This one below the knees for a ball. One on, nobody out. Cardinal girls playing from behind. They've come and taken the lead in that big 7-run fifth inning. Gwen walking around the pitcher's circle. Glove off her hand. Now she's going to toe the rubber and get ready to pitch with Slack on at first. Peterson at the plate. This one bounces up there. Nice stop by Wilson. 2-1 count. I was looking here, Lynn, that Zoe Slack, a runner at first, hasn't had many games nor plate appearances, but...
No, she hadn't had a hit.
No, she's walked 7 times, struck out 7 times. Coming into this game, and only 9 games and 1 at bat per game on average.
So, seventh grader getting some experience for Coach Rice.
Yeah, and again, when you're a Class A school, if you've got some talent, it's a good opportunity to get varsity experience. And the thing about softball, if you can defend yourself defensively, you can play up, but you got to be able to field the ball. Right now, time called by the Cardinal coach, Brian Caudill, as he comes and approaches the pitcher's circle. As Gwen has issued bases on balls to the first two batters here in the pair of six. We'll step aside, 30-second break. More to come after this brief message.
At People's Exchange Bank, opening a new account just got easier. You need banking that aligns with your lifestyle, your financial needs, and your goals for the future. With their simple online application, you can open an account from anywhere. Visit pebank.com to get started today. Existing People's Exchange customers can use the mobile app or online portal to open additional accounts. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, People's Exchange Bank, your trusted banking partner.
Corey Dockwork, the RBI leader for Paris, in at the plate, and Gwen coming back with a strike after that conversation. A little pep talk from her coach. It's 1-1. Dunford, right-handed batter, leads the team in RBI. She's got a run-scoring opportunity here, but pulls this one foul, and she's down to count 1-2. Dunford swung the bat. She's shown that she's not up there for a free pass. She's grounded to short, flied out to left, and flied to center. 20 runs batted in 17 games. Doesn't strike out much, doesn't walk much. She's up there to put the ball in play, and she takes a pitch high, and that evens the count at 2-2. Cardinal girls leading. It's 10-5. Lady Hounds of Paris batting here in the top of the sixth with two on. Pitch inside below the knees, and Gwen, who...
Body language is not good.
No, she was ahead in the count. And again, these girls are going to be playing... five games in a row, you know, six in the next 7 days or something like that, and this pitch sails high, and there's been three straight walks now by Gwynn, who came in on in relief and was able to put out the fire, but...
Only allowed two bases on balls in three innings, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then now she's walked the first three to get through the sixth, and we said, you know, don't get base runners. You want outs. You just want to get outs,
with a 10-5 lead, that's exactly what you don't want to do is walk players.
Pitch down and in for a ball to K.K. Oliver.
She's kind of lost her rhythm, looks like.
Oliver's driven in a run, scored a run. She's 1-3, stolen a base. Hits a one-hopper. That's off the glove of Parks. Slack will score. Peterson round. She's going to score. Throw to third. Got a runner. That is the third time today Paris has been cut down on the bases and either not picking up the coach or being a little overly aggressive when you're trailing in the game. But the Cards will take it. Slack scores a run as well as Peterson. Oliver ended up at second. They throw out. They throw out Dumford at third.
7-5.
So that's one out in the inning. The error on the shortstop enables that runner to be there at second, and batting here is Jackson. Jackson's got a hit. She scored two runs in this game and stolen two bases. Hits a soft pop-up and coming hard. Webb can't get it. Infield hit. I suppose you'd have to score it. It just couldn't get to it. Playing a little deep.
Clark's hit a couple of those.
With the lead.
Spinners, and once it hits the turf, you're not going to get it because it spins away from you.
Moving to third is Oliver, and now Jackson over at first, and Brooklyn White bats here. White represents the tying run. She's at the plate. She's hit one off the fence already. Squares the bunt, pulls it back. They've got the snap throw, and it's thrown away at the plate, but retreating back to third, was K.K. Oliver. That was one of the options to either...
throw short to second baseman, and it worked, but...
They had Oliver picked off as she was creeping down that third base line. She had planned on trying to come in.
You got to run at her right there, Alyssa Webb. Threw it home instead of running at the runner.
Big swing pitch. And a miss. So Gwynn getting a swinging strike there from White. Again, White represents the tying run. And she's got home run power. We saw her hit one off the fence. Swing and a miss. Won't hit that one.
Threw it by her.
And down on strikes.
Yep.
Second time that White has gone down on strikes. Sandwiched in between that. She had a stand-up double off the fence and an RBI. Now that'll move with two out and two on. Giroux will come to the plate. Takes one down and away for a ball. So Gwynn trying to, bounce back. Snap throw to third. Stepping back on the bag is Oliver. Wilson likes to throw that ball around.
She does.
Two outs, man.
That's how he calls her a run there that early.
This one gets by her on a pass ball, and they're going to send Oliver to the plate. Second pass ball, and...
Gwynn didn't cover either.
No. Oliver scoring, moving over to third. Is Jackson. Now it is a 10-8 game.
Wilson doubled and tried to get her, but too late. And as Bella Gwynn did not cover. And there's a walk.
So Giroux takes a walk, her second of the game. Walked in the first and walked at this at bat, sandwiched in a couple of strikeouts in between. And Kendall Baldwin at the plate. Baldwin a chance to help herself, and snap throw by Wilson hits the bat. of Baldwin. Now,
Coach Cottle.
Coach Cottle.
Upset about the call.
And he was saying that there was time called, and actually the ball hit. And again, Wilson wanted to throw that ball to third base. Up high. 2-0 count. Runners at second and third. Pitch down the dirt. Now heading the count. 3-0. Is Baldwin back in the plate, back at the box. Gwynn needing a strike. Throws it in there the second time that this
that was
catcher Wilson, she threw it again. It's hit.
Slipped out of her hand, and good thing it did because there's a little pop-up down the third base.
So that walk. That's
he step grabbed it. I thought that was going to left field.
I know, because that was a live ball because it was ball four. It didn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not a dead ball. It's not like hit by pitch. If you're hit by the pitch, it's a dead ball. Nobody can advance. But that ball four, Wilson trying to throw that snap throw, it could have ended up in left. Now she's snapped throwing to first. With her team up by only two runs and the bases loaded.
Going behind the runner. I'll give her credit. She's not afraid to fire it.
A confident player.
She is.
Batting here is Nashawn Thomas. This one bounces up there as Wilson able to keep that one from scoring a run. However, that would have been a wild pitch instead of a pass ball. There's been a couple of pass balls. 10-8. Cardinal girls leading. Parris has scored three. And they're threatening here again to retake the lead. Thomas, late swing on a pitch. Gwynn with a good heater there, makes it a 2-1 count. That's a good hitter's count. So if you're Thomas, you got to be ready to look at something to hit. With a 2-1 count, nowhere to put you. You know Gwynn's wanting to throw a strike. She winds, kicks, and deals. Just a little low, not a bad pitch there.
Gwynn wanted it. Didn't get it.
Think Wilson catches it with the palm open rather than the backhand. It maybe looked like a better pitch than it was.
Frame it a bit.
Frame it some. There you go. 3-1 count. Bases loaded. Two out. There's a get-me-over strike, and it is now full count with two outs. Everybody's in motion.
Yep. You got
it. If you're Thomas, at the plate, you put it in play. If you're Jackson running down third base, you got to be a heads up. Bases loaded. Runners go. Fouled off at the plate. Thomas fouled it off her shin, and she's hurting.
That does hurt.
She's trying to walk it off as Parris coaching staff coming down to. And now Thomas has gone to the turf. Really bothering her. So she's got a full count with the bases loaded and two out. Parris, this is a very pivotal time in their game and in this at-bat. So attention being given as the foul ball off Nashay Thomas has stopped play. It's 10-8, George Rogers Clark girls leading the Parris Lady Hounds. Here is Parris bats in the sixth inning. The bases are loaded and two outs. We'll take a 30-second break. More to come after this brief message.
Kentucky Petroleum Supply is dedicated to serving the petroleum needs of the central Kentucky area. Locally owned and operated since 1983. If you need fuel on the farm or on the construction site, call Kentucky Petroleum Supply. If you need a tank, Kentucky Petroleum Supply can handle that too. Mention this ad for special pricing. Kentucky Petroleum Supply. You call, we haul. 744-7778. That's 744-7778. Kentucky Petroleum Supply is a proud supporter of GRC Athletics.
Well, Nashay Thomas being helped up, and they're going to have to send somebody, I believe, to the plate in her place. Is Coach Rice and Rice there watching their player limp off the field, and she's been a solid performer for this team.
Foul ball off the foot. We thought off the shin, but they were rubbing their foot. And Coach Rice is talking to her.
So they'll have to come on with a batter, and the pinch batter coming in, not in an envious spot, as you come in with a 3-2 full count with the bases loaded. Now, Thomas going to come back in?
Yeah.
So she did not leave.
She limped to the dugout, but then after talking to Coach Rice, she's back out there.
Maybe laid some hands on her. What do you think?
There you go. There you go.
Swing and a miss. Strike three. Right, so Gwen struck her out, and Paris leaves them loaded. With the go-ahead run over at first base, Bella Gwen gets out of it. They face nine batters in that inning, but the Cardinals girls able to hold on. Paris scored three runs in the inning, but the Cardinals, the GRC, the girls team, holds a 10-8 lead. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll be back. More softball after these messages.
The pros know a good tire is only as useful as it is dependable. That's why the new Mastercraft Courser Quest was designed with dependability in mind. The Mastercraft Courser Quest delivers reliable performance year-round with a special tread profile for confident handling and stability and reinforced internal construction for long tread life. Learn more at MastercraftTires.com. Mastercraft Tires, the professional's choice, available at major brands Tire and Automotive Center, Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Your tax refund gets you more at Furniture World Superstore. Redecorate with your refund. Refurnish with your refund. Furniture World has thousands of items in stock, in style, and on sale. Do more with your tax refund and get the furniture and mattresses you need at the price you want. Plus, interest-free financing for up to 2 full years. Now at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building. See store for details.
Joel Bennett here, Lynn Midden with me, and Cardinal girls played from behind, but a big 7-run fifth inning plated them with a 10-5 lead after trailing 5-3 going into that fifth. They did give some of those run back, but they hold a 10-8 lead over Paris as the Lady Hounds, Baldwin pitching here, and Wilson fouling it off for the Cardinal girls. Wilson scored 3 runs in this ball game. She's been on every time that she's been to the plate. Swing and a miss. Swung at that changeup. It was below the knees. Wilson walked and scored, leading off the second, reached on an error, scored in the third. The Cardinals' lone run that inning. Singled and got things going back in the fifth inning, that big 7-run fifth. She's behind in the count now, 1-2. Right-handed batter, the catcher for the Cards, leading things off, and now the count's even at 2-2. So I think no lead's been safe in this game, Lynn. They could take some more add-ons here.
A big strikeout to save the inning.
It was.
After giving up 3 on walks.
Swing and a miss. High heat off the hand of Baldwin, and Wilson goes down on strikes. For Baldwin, who's pitched the entire game, that's only her second strikeout. While the Cardinals have been able to scratch out in this ball game. Looking at the hit total that GRC has in this.
Scoreboard says 8.
I got 9. I think we gave the shortstop the
hit on that
hot one hopper when they pulled the infield in. Batting here is Parks. Parks with the big hit in this ball game. She had the 2 RBI double or triple actually. That kind of blew this game open.
And the double in the third inning.
Yeah, so she's had a good game, driven in 3. Started off the game pitching, gave way to Bella Gwynn after 2 1/3 innings. And now she's ahead in the count, 3-0. Baldwin in danger of issuing a free pass here. With the bases empty and 1 out. needed a fastball to go over, and she did. 3-1 the count here.
Getting the ball on all the way.
Yeah, and she's pitching here with a 3-1 and a sharp single into right center. That's going to get in the gap. It's going all the way to the gap. Park's not even stopping. She's going to test Jackson's arm. Slide safe in at third.
Nice base running.
Didn't even stop as she turned second. It was just all the way.
Another triple. Back-to-back triples for Morgan Parks.
So three hits, and all of them have been for extra bases, and she slides in at third with a one out, three base hit.
Comes in batting 091, so she's going to improve that average today with three hits. Double and two triples.
Freiman comes to the plate. Meredith Freiman, the left fielder, 0 for 1. She scored twice. She scored after being walked, and also another plate appearance. She was hit by a pitch. She waves at the first pitch there by Baldwin. 10-8, GRC leading Paris. Here's a grounder to short. Jackson Fields throw over, and that will retire Freiman, but coming in with the run is Parks, and the Cards girls, they tack on one.
A little add-on, that could be an important run.
Sure could. So it'll go as an RBI, since there was no fielder's choice. It did get the run home, so Meredith Freiman credited with an RBI. Scored two runs and driven in one. And here's a base hit into left field. Another lady comes into this one swinging a hot bat. Burks now with a three-hit game as she singles sharply into left field. Burks has driven into, scored a run, and now has a three-hit game. And
Parks and Burks with three-hit games. It's a tail end of order here. It's been big for the Lady Cards.
That's a good point. Willoughby was coming to the plate, but Coach Caudill making a move here, maybe bringing on a fresh player. We'll look to set that one. It's Cardinals now with girls with an 11-8 lead. The flex player, Abby Horn, she's played right field. She's run some bases, and now she's going to get the bat. Horn batting here, swing and a miss, off-speed pitch. Horn, a right-hand batter, settles in at the box. Here's a tapper foul wide of third, and it's quickly an 0-2 count.
Abby comes in batting 0-50. Had one hit on the year, 20 at bats.
This could possibly help her out here.
Yep.
Taking a good, healthy cut at that one and fouls it off.
Into the bullpen. Double barrel action down in the Paris bullpen.
Yeah, they look at their schedule. They played last night as well, and they've got tomorrow off, and then looks like they've got four games in 3 days. Swing and a miss.
Tip foul.
Tip foul, they say, and that'll be it, down on strike. So that will close out the inning. But GRC, they add on one run in that inning. One run scored by the Cardinal girls on two hits, no errors. They left a runner on. Moving in to the top of the seventh and looking to play on will be Paris. The Cardinal girls leading 11-8. Seventh inning coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
You have questions about buying a home. The mortgage loan experts at Central Bank have answers. Whether you're buying your first home, refinancing, or looking for something new, our Central Bankers offer fast, friendly support when you need it most, not weeks later. Don't let important questions about your future home go unanswered. Speak to a neighborhood Central Banker and make a move towards your dream home today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, loan subject to credit approval.
We move to the seventh inning. Cardinal girls leading 11-8. Paris batting here. At the plate, they've got Zoe Slack. Slack was at the plate when they gunned down the Jackson trying to take an extra base. And it's now an 0-2 count. Gwen trying to refocus and get out of this inning with a win. Let her Cardinal girls say they've got a modest, but they hope infectious, two-game winning streak. This one bounces up there, and it's 1-2.
Want to get Slack here. She led off the inning with a walk, and she doesn't have a hit on the year. Seventh grader. A lot of strikes needed right here from Bella.
Well, she was ahead in the count. Now it's 2-2. Slack and then top of the order, which we said it's very top-heavy for Paris. They want Slack on. They're not going to get her on. There's a swing and a miss in strike three, so Gwen has struck out the last two batters she's faced. That's her fifth strikeout of the game. Her first one was a called strike. Looking after that, they've all been swinging. Peterson steps in. Peterson scored a couple of runs for Paris, takes a big healthy cut at the first pitch offering, and fouls it straight back. One out, nobody on. Cardinal girls looking for two more outs and take a win. Paris, they're one to play on. They've got to get three to do that. Peterson, very eager, was able to hold off of it, looked over at the bench and said, a little high. She's not one that likes to walk nor strike out very much. And 40 at-bats, only six of each. She swings at that one over top of it, and it's 0-2. So someone that wants to bat and then usually puts it in play, as her average would indicate. But she's down 1-2 here. Gwen pitching, and that one below the knees, and that'll even the count at 2-2.
Bella back on track, lost her rhythm there the last inning, but finished strong with the strikeout, now back throwing strikes.
Payoff pitch here, or decision pitch, and it's popped up on the infield, and Gwen taking it harmlessly between home plate and the pitcher's circle for the second out. So you couldn't have much easier time
out,
of it.
Big out there.
It was, because you get Slack, but then you got to deal with the top of the lineup, and you couldn't ask for a more softer play than that Peterson pop-up, because here's Dumford. She dumps it right over third base, the outstretched leaping attempt there by Fryman, and sliding in second base is Dumford with a double. That we saw a Cardinal player hit that same type hit where it just bleeds over third, goes into foul ground, and before it can be retrieved, you got a runner sliding in at second.
He stepped, jumped for that, and just out of her reach.
So K.K. Oliver comes up with two outs and a runner out at second. Gwen pitching down and in, and I can't believe Paris is going to run himself right out of the game.
Yep.
And Coach Rice there at third base with a perplexed look
amazement.
He looks up in amazement, both palms upward, and they're going to cut down the runner, and the Cards pick up the win. So in the game, GRC wins in a final 11-8 over Paris. Lynn and I will be back. We will take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll wrap it up. Game scoring, stats, and summary all coming up right here on WWKY.
Kentucky is notably home to hoops, horses, bourbon, and fried chicken. Kentucky is also home to many locations of the John W. Clark Oil Company's Clark's Pump and Shop. Whether you're in Winchester, Moorhead, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, Vanceburg, or across our beautiful state, come into Clark's Pump and Shop, where you're always treated like family. For cold drinks, hot coffee, snacks, and more, it's Clark's Pump and Shop. Find your nearest location online or use their mobile app. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Cardinals of GRC, they win this one over Paris. Come from behind win. Cardinals win this one 11-8. Paris jumped out with a 3-0 lead to begin the first inning, and it looked like GRC was going to struggle a bit. They did get a couple of runs in the second inning, but by that time, Paris had a 4-2 lead. The Lady Hounds would scratch another run out, and they had a 5-3 lead going into the fifth inning, but boy, that's when things blew up. The Cardinal girls able to put up 7 runs in the fifth inning, going from being down in the ball game 5-2. They took the lead, or 5-3. They took the lead 10-5, and GRC would not turn that lead over. Although Paris did make a game of it, scoring 3 more times. Cardinals got an insurance run, and they lead. They win rather in a final 11-8. Line score in the ball game for the Cardinal girls on the winning side of things, 11 runs on 10 hits. They committed 4 errors. They left only 3 base runners on. Paris, meanwhile, the Lady Hounds, 8 runs on 5 hits. They likewise committed 4 errors, but they left 9 runners on base, including the bases loaded twice. Lynn, they had 4 base runners thrown out. It's just the mental side of the game and getting your girls focused and prepared. Both these teams come in. The Cardinals pick up their 5th win of the season. Their record now goes to 5-16. Paris at 5-14. They're going to be playing a lot of softball here in the next coming days, so it's time to lock in.
It is. Get ready for the tournament. Winning pitcher tonight, Bella Gwynn in relief. She improves to 4-9. The losing pitcher is Baldwin, and she falls to 4-11. Big fifth inning, as you mentioned, with 7 runs and a come-from-behind victory. Bella Gwynn has 5 strikeouts on the night, and the Paris falls to 5-14. GRC improves to 5-16.
Well, the Cardinal girls, as Lynn said, picks up this win. That makes them, they have now won their last 2 ball games. They've won 2 in a row, and they get set and they stay in district play as they'll be traveling up to Bourbon County and taking on that Lady Colonel team tomorrow. So good luck to those schools. And again, we'll be covering the baseball and softball schedule for you, the scheduled games. We've got broadcast games coming up. Lynn, if you would share that before
Wednesday,
we sign off.
Yeah, Wednesday, May 8th, the baseball game against Bourbon County right here at 6 o'clock. Come on out and support the Cardinals if you can. Listen to us on WWKY.
So that's going to do it here from this beautiful GRC Stadium on a game that started at 77 and stayed just about right there. It was a beautiful day and a nice ball game. Cardinal girls win 11-8 on the final, a game that took 2 hours and 6 minutes to play. GRC with 2 wins in a row and their 5th on the season.
Good call.
Appreciate it, Lynn. Appreciate you. And also from our guys, our broadcast team, Hayes McMakin, onside engineer, and Tim Smith back to station. Our producer, those guys made it happen today. It looked we wasn't a walk in the park, but we got through with it and got it on. Lynn Midden beside me. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. Have a wonderful rest of the week. So long.
Listening to George Rogers Clark High School Athletics on WWKY. Broadcast sponsors include Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Clark's Pump and Shop, Citizens Bank, Furniture World Superstore, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Meek Frazier, Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Rymar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, the Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, there's only one place to follow George Rogers Clark High School Athletics, Winchester's own WWKY.